Before COVID-19, Chinatowns were thriving places where so many of us gathered with friends to get our favorite dumplings or to celebrate Lunar New Year. And these days, it's also where photographer Andrea Low and writer Valerie Liu are getting life lessons and fashion tips from Chinatown's senior citizens. They're the brains behind the blog and new book, Chinatown Pretty: Fashion and Advice from Chinatown's Most Stylish Seniors. And they join us now. Welcome.
Tanya, thanks so much for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Chinatown Pretty, what a name. Tell me how you all started this process of documenting the Chinatown seniors.
Yeah, Andrea and I started just by going out on dim sum dates in San Francisco Chinatown. And we both were just responding to the style that we saw. There was a lot of colors, textures, and it was so surprising and so joyful that we wanted to know, how did these seniors put their outfits together? And where did they get those shoes? So it was born out of curiosity of kind of the clothes. And as we got to meet more seniors, the clothes became a gateway to learn more about their immigration stories, the independent lives they live in this urban area, and also the wisdoms they have for, everybody.
Yes, this is really about placing value on our elders, seeing them as full people, really. And really, as you write, it's about connecting with your own sense of self. Were people receptive to being interviewed, and did they understand this project? Andrea?
We really had to let them know, you look beautiful, because they didn't quite understand why we were interested in them. They would often be like, oh, this jacket, this old thing. But I think by the end of the conversation, they would start to understand why we thought they were so beautiful and why we were inspired by them. And also through the project, speaking to people maybe my parents' age, not quite senior citizens yet, but the children of the people that we would stop and talk to, we found that they would also start to understand, oh, I never really thought that my grandma or my mom or my dad looked so beautiful, but they would start to understand and to notice as well.
The book and the photographs in it are just beautiful. They're just absolutely beautiful and also really joyful. Did any of the people you spoke with make a lasting impact on you?
I think that's one of the most beautiful parts of this project, is not only seeing these joyful outfits, but just connecting with seniors, despite language and cultural barriers. Today, I was just looking at a picture of Hoi Tang Deng, who we met in San Francisco Chinatown. He had on two hats, a beanie and an ivy cap, cocked to one side. And I've never seen that before. And, we learned more about his story. And at the end, he was like, do you want my hat? So there were just so many cute, touching, beautiful encounters with people in the book.
You all also had a chance to connect with someone named Dorothy, or as you all call her, Polka Dot. And I can imagine that this quarantine for all of the seniors has been really hard on all of them. But I'm thinking about Polka Dot. How is she doing?
She lives a really active life. She wakes up at 6 a.m. every day, listens to Democracy Now!, and exercises in bed for that hour. So she does all her workout before she even gets out of bed.
Oh, my God.
But she's making the most out of quarantine, and her spirits have been pretty high. But when I saw her the other night, we ended up going out to dinner, and she said, my spirits didn't need to be lifted, but they were. But overall, she's been making good use of the time.
Making good use of the time, indeed. And she's also really been thinking about the election. We have some sound from her. Let's listen.
This election has helped me to be more positive, in the sense of I can do something in terms of my, not only my vote, but also to be more activated. So I've been, one of it was to embroider two T-shirts that when I go out, I wear. The most recent one is accountability. But at the same time, when I do feel discouraged, I think that, well, it's up to my grandson's age, who just turned 18. So that's the one encouragement I have for the younger generation. Do something.
Andrea, what did you learn about yourself in this process and having these types of conversations with seniors like Dorothy?
Yeah, I learned that everyone, of course, had very unique stories, but I was also able to somehow fit my own personal background and come to understand it better, my family's background and their immigration story, in sort of the broader history of immigration patterns. And speaking with these people, you know, those patterns started to merge of like, these are the jobs, like seamstresses. That was like one of the only jobs that Chinese immigrants could take upon immigrating because you didn't need to know English. And just understanding that and my own family's overlap has been really great.
What about you, Valerie?
I think what's beautiful about the people we meet in Chinatown is just the resilience. A lot of people immigrated over here, had to start over, and that's part of our dedication in the book is to anyone that's had to start over. And my family, you know, they immigrated from Vietnam after the war, and just how people are able to carry on, live independent lives, and dress joyfully despite everything they've been through.
Hmm. Are those the messages you want folks to take away from China Pretty, especially now in this current moment?
Yeah, it's, you know, what we always tell people, or the seniors we meet, is Po Po Ho Leng, which means, Grandma, you look good. And so one of our takeaways and what we want to share is like, just tell elders they look fantastic. It's a simple way to engage, which is more important now more than ever.
And if I can add to that, Chinatown's still there. You don't have to miss it. It's open and it's waiting for you. So just go check it out. Go eat dinner. Take a stroll around. It's still thriving and it's still there for you.
That's Andrea Low and Valerie Liu, the creators of Chinatown Pretty. Thank you so much for your work and sharing this with us.
Thank you for having us.